The water trailed down his chest as Justin stuck his head under the spray. God, he felt like someone had hit him over the head with a 2x4. Rena had told him that his body was accepting the magic of his new role and that's why he felt so sluggish. But he felt like it had to be more than that. Magic wasn't supposed to hurt this much. At least it hadn't looked that way when he'd seen Jordan in action. It had only been 2 days since Rena had come into his life and turned it upside down. But everything seemed so different. He rinsed out the shampoo in his hair and tried not to see Rena's big blue eyes and blonde hair that she wore so tight away from her face. She'd caught a few curls escaping from their prison, and his hands had itched to wrap them around his finger. He didn't know why she kept all that gorgeous hair, or what he thought was gorgeous hair, in a bun. Maybe it was to make her look more professional? He smiled and ran the soap down his body. Considering she was maybe 5 feet tall and looked damn sexy with her gorgeous curves, he didn't think the hair was working. As soon as he'd seen her on the porch, he'd known something was different about her. And then when his mind cleared, he'd needed to get his hands on her. He let out a groan and cursed. He wasn't that guy anymore. That guy who just slept with any random woman and did what he wanted regardless of the consequences. No, he was the elementary school principal now. He had duties. But just looking at her made him want to throw all that duty crap out of the window and see if her lips were as soft as they looked. Her lips were plump and had a perfect little bow shape that made him want to trace it with his tongue.